thank you for being loyal to the commission.
You're welcome. And I did speak with Deborah today, and she will be here Wednesday.
Okay.
And I'm gonna hand over some paperwork for her Wednesday, so she'll have it, and then that way she'll be on board pretty much from the get-go of this. Instead of her jumping in mid-stride, and then she called me today.
I bet you she's already on top of it anyway.
You know, she probably is.
Her and I have been talking about it a little. She doesn't really...
Well, she catches on quick anyways.
She does. She's very smart.
And I figured this way, she'll be close enough to the beginning of it that's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to handle it.
Do you know who this person is who's running as a writing candidate for select board?
A what? Sam?
Oh, Sam? Yeah. His father, he grew up on Allen Avenue. Sam,
yeah, that's what Deb was talking about.
Who is this?
Guy running for writing, because there's one short for his father was here. He worked in Rutland for a while. I think he still works in Rutland. Oh, okay.
Last name is Italian.
Yeah.
Deb said. Yeah. Sam. Yeah. Does that ring a bell with you, Phil?
I beg your pardon?
Sam, some Italian name.
For?
He's running as a write-in for select board.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he's, if I said his name, you'd recognize his father.
Yeah.
So who's not running for the select board besides you? Oh, so it's your spot to replace him.
Yeah, so okay. I think what happened is, I know what happened now. Rich took...
He's running for the three-year.
That's my position.
Okay.
And then they need somebody to fill.
Sure.
Yes.
That's all of it, running?
No, the two one-years are always on. Every year they have to repeat.
And that's what Michael Doran and...
Michael Doran. Mike's going to do one more year.
Good.
He's pretty disappointed.
Is he? Why?
Because you get beat up too much.
You really do. People don't... They want to...
People are... Friends of mine are pissed off because I suggested we put a permanent gazebo on the
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
The Veterans Memorial.
That'd be a nice idea because they're out there every Thursday, whether it's raining or snowing or something.
Well,
the
Legion, I did it because I'm in the Legion. The Legion said, would you ask? So I asked, so all of a sudden it's like, well, it's a stupid waste of money. It's not your money. It's the Legion's offering to pay for it.
Right.
You know.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, they're out there every Thursday.
Well, it's a waste of money.
It's not their money. Shut
them. Well,
that was my comment. I do feel they could find something different, but hey, it's just my own opinion. It means nothing.
People aren't happy unless they have something to bitch about.
It's not the town's money.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the town will have to put some stone under it. Anyways, that's a different argument. Let's go to work.
Yeah.
So, approval of the minutes of February 5th.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, call us.
Oh. There I go. I will make a motion to accept the minutes.
Hey, that's my man.
That's right.
All right, so February 5th.
Yeah, there's a couple of typos, but nothing really to worry about.
So I entertain a motion.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did? I did.
You guys are busy banging the gavel, so. The children were playing, so I just took over. Sorry. We're going to separate you two.
Wait a minute. How about a sharp comeback?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a second?
Yes,
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, review and discussion of the historic downtown... for inclusion in the Fairhaven zoning regulations. Continue on required
this,
work for the components.
This is only four pages, right?
Yeah, okay. That's all I got.
Now that the email that we got from Logan that had it had this and the maps, but it had two copies of this attached to it.
Well,
I was confused.
It should have had one. Well, actually, the draft for section 929, is that the right section I wanted? That's something I meant to ask you.
929,
that seems like I didn't look.
Is this the bylaws we're talking about?
In our zoning bylaws, you're talking about?
Yeah, I didn't bring mine with me tonight.
Yeah, I've got them right here. Nine what?
929.
I can't reference the sections without looking. I'm not that good after 33 years or so.
929, you said?
Yep.
Okay, it is. Nothing. I have no 929.
Good.
Do you have a new one?
Yeah, this goes from...
Goes to 928,
and then it starts at 1001.
So why would there be a reference to it here then? I know.
No, that's where it's going to go in as a draft.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's where it's going to go?
Okay,
that's cool.
I just wanted to make sure that was
free.
Okay, cool. All right.
So did everybody get a chance to read this?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that jumped out at you?
There was only one thing that I highlighted when I was watching it, when I was reading it, and that was number 4A.
Okay.
Be strict in its judgment of plans for those structures within the downtown Fairhaven local historic district, but is not required to limit new construction, alteration, or repairs to the architectural style to any one period. What does that mean? What period? Is that where the architectural book is?
I think because if you look, those are not all the same.
They're not periods.
They're not.
They're not.
Yeah, so it would be difficult to say you can't do that because it's not like this. So the idea is to be able to say you want to keep it in the historical content. So you couldn't put... In the original copy I got here... Where this is blank, it had a picture of, you know, yes. So you couldn't put you couldn't put like a one ground floor, or you would have to make your case to put a ground floor.
I mean, it would have to have like a certain.
It has
like
to be
the windows,
the aesthetics. It would have to, the aesthetics.
And so that's where we would come in. Mm-hmm. You know, it's. I like the idea that it's really, my feeling is, I like the idea that it's really broad so that we're not saying
it has to be like 1870s.
Right. Well, the thing is, there's a difference. Right. That goes to the National Registry. Mm-hmm. Because with the National Registry, you cannot cross your I's and dot your T's.
Oh, I know. That's why we're not. We don't
exactly.
Worry
so,
about
but the
that.
Thing is, too, and even though I'm leaving this board, I really don't want to see our downtown become such a mishmash of new construction.
Right. That's you know what I mean?
There's nowhere to have new construction.
Well, that's kind of what I'm
thinking
too.
The only thing
still.
You could do would be to tear something down.
Yeah.
And
they can't tear anything down unless we give them permission to do it.
Right.
Exactly.
But it gives us leeway to say, yeah, it's close enough or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I hope you guys really do that because I just don't want to see that downtown. It's so unique to our area. And I've been in this godforsaken town long enough. I guess I've kind of grown to like it. You know what I'm saying? So
We
have a beautiful downtown.
Something like some of the stuff that came in the late 60s, early 70s, like Donovan's. Was ugly. You know, it was just, but it was, there was nothing to fight it back. This time we could say, nah, that's not, well, that's.
I don't exactly. remember Donovan's looked
yeah,
like.
Yeah, in the pharmacy, it was new age modern, I almost
yeah,
want to say.
Yeah, and it was.
What's there now?
The cleaning center.
Oh.
Yeah, and next door, I think.
Yeah, part of the Fairhaven Concern, I think, is or whatever it's
maybe,
called now.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it was a huge store. It was a pharmacy
was a
and like a gift
I
shop.
I mean, I was in there.
Oh, okay.
But
so
I can't remember what it looked like on the outside.
The outside, it was one of those, you know, the backlit plastic.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like what they did in Rutland to like the economy.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, very much so.
Exactly.
So the 1950s, 60s.
That was horrible. I was so glad when they tore that down.
Oh, I know, but I did
however,
like it.
However, I'll
so
fight you for a couple of good neons.
Me too.
Pottersville.
If we
disagree.
If we could find the, I mean, go to go someplace that has them and you'll see that they fit.
They kind of do, I agree. Well, but this is well written.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah. I think there's like some neon signs in some of the windows. Like Deb's got a neon sign in the window.
Yeah, and I think Goblin Games has one. I think they used to. Mm-hmm. And, and those are not supposed to be allowed, technically, I think, to our bylaws. But
really?
Yeah, I think there's a section in there that pertain to it. But
I didn't know that.
No, they're not allowed in a residential district.
No, but I thought there was something about the neon lights in the downtown. No. There was something that was written on there.
You can't have like a home occupation sign that's a neon sign.
Right. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then, but I thought there was something.
Yeah.
So, is there anything else that scared you?
I mean, it's just so straightforward. That's what I thought.
The other thing that we kind of have to do to make this complete is come up with a map. You know, what the boundaries
that
are.
That is my question for you.
Well, but that's what these are.
We have that.
They're for a different setup. We have to add one to the zoning that is the historic district. And I think you're right that there may be one that's close enough.
Well, does the downtown zoning district cover what you think would be the historic buildings? That was my question.
This is the historic district. That's what they have.
That's okay. Well, that's pretty large.
It is.
And I can't...
Linda, which one do you have?
I would think they get up here to the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
On Washington Street.
And then St. Mary's on First.
And St.
Mary's. Oh, if you're looking at one of his maps,
yeah.
You're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's what I was wondering. Can we adopt this to put it in there?
I don't see why we couldn't.
You know, the designation, the historical, you're getting down, you get down to Adams where there isn't any buildings there that are historic anymore.
Just not post
River
office
Street.
Oh yeah, the Fairhaven Inn burned down.
I know. Oh.
You could probably push the historical district down to Cottage Street if you wanted to, but it's mostly residential down. It's mostly so. Do we want to put that burden on somebody that's building residential?
No.
So maybe we just keep it like it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so what do we have to do to adopt this then?
Well, what we have to do is agree that the wording's right, that we're comfortable with that, that this map will work, and then on the agenda for Wednesday, we'll officially adopt this wording, because I want to make sure... I want to get hold of Logan tomorrow and make sure there wasn't anything. The state requirements, I think we're covering that.
Mm-hmm. But so basically, what we're going to be adopting is this one page, the state require or the state law is just made a reference in our bylaws, right?
I think you have to adopt all the state part of it as well, like Leaves and
I didn't understand
this here,
one way or the other. That's another thing I wanted to talk to him about.
Okay, so we have to adopt this.
Yeah.
But why? The state's already in effect, so why do we have to adopt that?
The what?
The state things are already in effect, so why do we have to adopt them?
We may be able to get away with... This is a... Well, it says draft.
Draft.
So...
Maybe
I don't
there's
know.
Something to it.
I'll get an idea from Logan.
Okay.
Which map? I'm just lost here on which one
it's
you thought.
It's suggested area to expand the village center designation. So this one here, the big green one.
Oh, the big green?
Yeah, it was on the back or something, yeah.
Okay.
Which is a considerable amount of territory.
I mean, it
gets it all the way up to, you know, and you could actually, even if you wanted to cut it. Well, no. You want to get the Catholic Church in, I think.
Yeah, we do.
So
it really expands it just like a block in each direction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those are add-ons.
Oh, and they cut off Liberty.
Yeah.
But at Liberty, again, there's a car dealership right there in the Liberty Market.
Right, and the only thing is really is Tommaso's.
Yeah.
And that's standard, and that's going to be what it is forever.
And it's right there as soon as you turn onto it. It's not like it's going to be forgotten land.
Right.
You're not traveling to the other side of town to find it, you know what I'm saying?
So you think that this is, that we should just cut, we should, okay. Just, it goes all the way. Okay, now it does go all the way. So you think that we shouldn't go all the way? Or?
No.
Well, it looks like it goes.
I think he added... The white areas are added, those white boundary lines.
Because here's the intersection, right?
Yeah.
So almost all of Liberty then is included.
Yeah. And that, till you get, it doesn't get to Smith's, which I don't think Josh would care too much, or not Smith's, Hyde Garage, which is very monotonous. But I don't think that would bother him. I think he'd probably like not to have the coverage or the burden. But it adds on a little of Maple. It adds on a little Liberty.
Yep. And too bad we can't add more.
It gets a little north, which is all residential, but it's not. Those houses are going to stay. And it gets us up to the church, St. Mary's, and the First Congregational, and we probably should, it looks like the Methodist Church is not part of that, which...
Wait, Methodist?
Yeah, on West Street, Weston.
How was that?
Park Place. Oh, wait a minute, I'm too far over, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Right,
my bad. So I don't know. That looks like a doable.
I like this one.
Okay.
But that's just my opinion.
No, I'm
in the white bordered areas.
Those are the additions.
Not the red you're talking about.
Yeah, he added on those white bordered.
On those white borders.
For the downtown, and I don't know that it's a much of a stretch to get us a little bit more. I truly think that St. Mary should be part of it, which is part of the white.
Okay, border. All right. I'm with you. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, that's Pelkey. So the First Street school, is like right there.
You do get up into the residential in North Main a little bit, but not enough to really hurt you.
No, and if somebody takes the building there across from St. Mary's and does something with it, that... You know what I'm saying? That's a big, huge building right there.
It is.
So, I mean...
Yeah, they're not going to change it much.
No, but I'm just saying if somebody bought it, it could be...
Are they selling it? I mean, are they...
Well, I heard it was up for sale, but...
Yeah, there was some interest in it, but the Diocese of Vermont has, every time it's been ready to be sold, it's...
Why?
Because, well...
It's such a big...
I would say something that would be...
Very unreligious.
Unreligious towards my former.
Your former religion.
My former religion. Sorry, Ma.
Yeah, that's like Hank calls himself a recovering Catholic.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't. I know one thing. I'm not going to slip. I'm not going to backslide.
And I'm lucky because I'm just Jewish and we don't have any stuff to worry about.
There you go. So, if that's the case, then I will make sure that this wording is what we need. I will see if we need to add on the we may just have to add on the line that says, per state requirements, 24 VSA.
That's what I was thinking.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll ask.
Now, what was that? Say that again.
Maybe, and instead of adding all of this, we maybe just have, this shall not...
per state requirements.
Per state shall not, I think, the, yeah, say it will
How
not.
Do you do it
try,
in the...
Try to avoid...
Right.
How did you do it in the regulations, the zoning regulations before?
I think we got... We were back and forth on
between
that.
The
I think
two
we
of them.
Just...
Yeah.
Did you check that? And just see what we said...
In the current zoning, how did you reference state law.
I think what we did.
I think it was commas and then the reference number to the statute. Yeah, I think it was.
So that may be the way out.
I have my book with me. I brought just this paperwork.
Okay, so what am I guess I was confused.
You're looking up, how did we reference something like this? State law requirements.
You can go to any section.
Did we just put 24 BSA or did we write the whole thing? Is the question.
Oh, I don't know. So what is it?
I asked you first.
I know.
In accordance with the Vermont Planning and Development Act.
I don't know. I think we put in
accordance with Vermont state law statute, Because if we had to write all this out, our bylaws, exactly. So I'm thinking we just referenced it. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And I do remember seeing some commas after some of our stuff with the Vermont statute on it. So I really think we did. Can I just look at yours real quick?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question about those requirements? It says a report prepared under section 4441 of this title with respect to the establishment of a local historic district or designation of an historic landmark shall contain a map that clearly delineates the boundaries, which you talked about.
A local historic district
or landmark, justification for the boundary. A description of the elements of the resources that are integral to its historical, architectural, and cultural significance, and a statement of the significance of the local historic district or landmark. Is what he prepared supposed to meet?
That was my understanding, but that when you read it like that, it's a little spooky.
Yeah, I just want to make sure.
It's much more, it's pretty vague. You know, as to historical significance.
Yep, I just wanted to make sure it met what the state law requires that way. If there's some kind of narrative,
there's something here.
I will call him. I won't. I won't wait for an email because he's a little somewhat slow sometimes.
Under blah blah blah.
So see, we did. We just referenced the statute.
We didn't write the statute. Yeah. It was just referenced.
And that way they can go waste their time and look it up. Yeah, seriously.
Exactly.
I'd love to.
What's that? 4441?
Yeah. 4414. 4414.
4441.
1FI.
Yeah,
1F. Oh, you were talking 1FI.
Right, that's the one I was talking about, that paragraph. Right.
Okay.
I was talking, so I missed everything.
He was double checking that what Mr. Solomon gave us actually fit into what the state law asks.
Okay.
Because it is kind of specific here, but we don't, it's not very specific in that. I wonder if it covers our arches.
Okay.
He did.
So now what is.
He did say he was going to make one more map with the buildings on it, because you didn't have the map with the buildings. You needed a map with the buildings, and he was going to create that.
For the downtown designation?
I think so.
Okay. Which means we may or may not have to have that.
And I have a couple questions just about how procedurally things go, and not anything that probably it's something that he could answer, but does the commission do a formal written decision to follow an approval or denial? And so does the ZA, Zoning Administrator, refer the applicant to the Planning Commission? And can the Planning Commission review in a regular meeting, or does it have to be warned as something different?
The way I read that is that the Planning Commission may approve an application, on number three of the...
Okay.
It says, even if it conflicts with Section 929, 4C, and 5... So it seemed to me that if there was something that was conflicting, you or whoever is the zoning administrator when you finally go. So it seems to me that you would make a decision that there's a conflict in the historical or there isn't.
I don't think so. I think I read it as someone comes in wanting to do something with changing something in the historical district.
Well, if they want to change something,
I refer them to the Planning Commission, to the whoever, for you all to be reviewing it under the local historic district.
Okay, that section. I see what you're saying.
Okay, so I just want to get something straight in my head.
The Fairhaven Planning Commission shall be strict in its judgment of plans for those structures within the downtown. So we do have to review it.
Yeah. And yeah, it isn't something that I can
do
administratively at all.
That's was not required to limit new construction, alteration, or repairs to the architectural style of any one period. Yeah, we already talked about that. Mm-hmm. But the shell part, meet with the owner of the structure. So, yeah, we do have to have a review.
Yeah, but yeah. I guess, so, if I, again, understand how this would work is, somebody would come to me with the proposal to do some kind of work on the building in the historic district. And then I would refer to the Planning Commission and make sure it's approved to be on an agenda to be talked about. And I guess there's no, you could talk to somebody and ask them to come back with something different. I mean, it's flexible as far as working with it.
Yeah, if the Planning Commission feels that it's conflict with what we expect, I think, then they would have to come back with some sort of revised. But if we do that initial look and say,
hunky dory,
you're good, go for it. That's the way it is.
Well, it's no different.
And does the zoning administrator issue a special permit for the?
It doesn't say that. It's a criteria for a permit. It just happens to be there's one more criteria.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's the way I understand.
Yeah, I follow.
It just has to come through us.
Instead of, 928 lines, you have 929 now.
So this is what would be our bylaw.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is the actual law.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want
to make sure that I'm reading this.
That's what I'm going to ask him to make sure that's right.
Right.
But in his email, he does say something about that.
Oh,
okay, guys.
I copied that for you.
It is here.
Linda, under 929, the very first sentence, these regulations are in accordance with Vermont, our 24 Vermont state, whatever, and the subsection and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that right there is this written out.
Okay.
So he basically just referenced it as well.
That's
so
I see that now. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
Yep.
The first two pages, page 1 and 2,
are our new add-in.
So this is subsections done.
Are
this is done.
Straight
this is done.
From state law. and 4 are the requirements.
Yep.
So an approval for it by you all would just be regular meeting and in the minutes and away you go.
And schedule a public hearing.
Yeah, because I want this map and this in there. Because
it's an addition to the zoning rights. We have to have a public hearing, correct?
You mean to incorporate this in the... Yeah, oh yeah.
We're adding a whole new section.
So if like Wednesday, we came with final draft of this and agree that this is going to be our map, we could adopt it. And
you can approve it to be go forward for adoption. Yes.
Yes.
Then you can start
the process of the time frame.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a 30 or 45 day.
Yeah, you've got to have so much notice by law. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so we could do that, and that would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, because if this is already done, then we can move on now to other things. And as far as this letter right here goes, I think that's incredible. Yeah. I mean, it's a great start, for what we need on that.
Well, I think, you pretty much wrote it. I just corrected it.
No, you made it sound like somebody coherent wrote it.
You guys did a very good job.
Somebody was smoking dope and snorting coke and trying to write a song.
I was probably high as a kite when I did it.
You have better talents than I do.
I'm older than you.
I love you.
When we were up at High Ridge.
Yeah.
Every single time I snuck off of one of the guys and got high, Steve showed up. Every single time.
What was it? B3.
It just was not good.
I worked in the construction office. They were building more buildings in Hartridge, and you were maintenance manager, right?
Yeah.
Well, I did all the interiors, and then I was a construction laborer when we were waiting for the interiors to go.
Oh yeah, Karen, I miss Karen. So that was so sad.
I didn't know that happened. I didn't see any Obit or anything. I missed Obit. She was a good person.
Yeah, too. Part of my job was once a week I had to go to D3, which is the biggest condo. I mean, it had an upstairs, a pool table, the whole thing. I had to go water the plants. And these guys, Bob and Pete,
and
they
a few
knew
others.
When I was going to water the plants.
A few others.
I don't remember who else. Just
there was a guy. There was a guy from Middlebury. One of the things we used to do too, which is we tried to out Vermont each other. So everybody had the worst Vermont accents they could go, and they just would try to do that. So this guy, I think is, I want to say Bill, but I don't know if that's the right name. But anyways, he was showing me how to lay out a set of stairs with a square, you know. So it's, he goes, that's trigonometry. and I went, how would you learn that? He goes, schmack. And I said,
did I ever tell you that when I was still working at Comcast, I get a phone call. I pick up the phone. You know, Comcast. It was Steve.
Huh.
He was looking for me. He wanted to know if I'd go out for dinner with him. After all those years. I said, Steve, I'm married. Why? That's crazy.
He was a twisted guy.
He was. There's something wrong with him.
Still, is he still alive? Must be.
I think so, yeah.
I haven't seen him. Anyways.
Bob,
so,
can I interrupt? Can you get him to do the map that's going to go along? I mean,
yes.
Clearly and labeled
yes.
that
it's a separate map so we can adopt. Yes.
So you can have it together.
Now, what is this now?
So that we adopt this map. As it should have a different heading on it than that. It should say downtown historical.
Oh, I see.
Clear
okay.
That
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
The outline is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we have the strategic 5-year plan when we need that.
Yes.
For the Pulte Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of goes around along with what Lorraine has here
yes.
Because she really wanted the... us to kind of get back to the basics with our town plan
yeah.
On the objectives
yep.
To really make sure an effort that they get done.
Yeah.
Which goes with your 5-year plan as well. So these
yeah.
Kind of here.
Well, I asked her
what
to
are you,
do,
what are you,
I asked her to hold off until we got this.
That's why she gave this to me. She was here, I'm giving
yeah.
This to you.
What
so
is
I'm,
that?
This is Lorraine's suggestions. She went through the
I'll
town plan and this is her ideas and thoughts. So I'm going to hand this off to you.
Okay.
To do with, because that's what
I've
she...
I've got one of these, so I'll give
okay,
you
I'll give it to you then, okay, because
yeah.
That came directly from her.
Yeah.
And those were her thoughts and suggestions when you guys get to that point.
Yep.
She had some good ones.
Yeah,
so.
And what it does is it makes the town plan a working document.
Exactly.
Instead of
collecting
all
us.
It is checking on us for all the goals.
Right.
And, did you get
oh,
a copy?
Great. This
yeah.
Is great.
Okay.
You
I'll,
just
I'll
check
make,
them all.
Come
yeah.
And
go
yeah.
Along.
Yep. And she went through the whole town plan and kind of wrote things up, so...
Yeah, because like I said, the town plan that we revised, a lot of stuff was never looked at ever again.
It wasn't.
You know, as soon as it was done, it just kind of got shelved, and that
yeah.
That was it.
And
yeah. I mean, that's
everybody was
happy. What's happened.
Totally. And now with the downtown stuff between the EDC and the Planning Commission, hopefully the two committees will be able to keep an eye on it and make sure it's
yes.
Being done, you know?
Yeah.
You get two entities now, not just one, you know, so,
yeah.
But yeah.
So I will call Logan tomorrow on that. Rather than get deeply into what we've done, what's been done so far, this letter has to be, Logan will edit it as well for requirements from the state. But what's important is the back, what documents we already have.
Oh, right down here, okay, yep.
On the back side there, the water and sewer endorsements, the
yep.
Zoning doc, the town plan, we've got budgets to include the general town, the public works and water and sewer. All this stuff that's listed here, I've got here, and I will hand them off to Logan either at a meeting here or I will go over and put them on his desk, whatever is, whatever he wants. So, and then let him review these to see what's, if they make the requirements. Mm-hmm. And then.
Good idea.
And good have idea. Him come in maybe after town meeting day, after that's all settled mm-hmm. out. And say, here's what you need, here's what you need. And maybe by April we can have an application. Or at least can. I guess the next step is a pre-meeting. So they come.
Oh, that's right, they come in.
They come in and say, yeah. You got to do this, you got to do this.
Yeah.
This could, you know, flesh this out or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, you need to do an organizational meeting sometime after the elections here.
Yeah, commission. Yep, we do. We'll have at least one more. We'll have our core three anyways.
Yeah, your core three, exactly.
I phoned Patrick and got no answer, so I will make that part of my this week to do. I don't know that I'll have anything by
Wednesday. We just need to have more people on this.
Yeah. That's what I said. It's a horrible thing, but they gotta be held accountable.
It's a good time to do it because it's the reorganization and everything.
Exactly.
So we've good got, job. I think you're the only one that needs to be reappointed this year.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
Nope.
No,
I'm good.
Okay.
It's a 3-year
term. Okay. So that's, and you're next year, so we'll just have that finished off.
That's what I told her. So I said, you'll finish off my
one
term.
One of the things that I insisted that we
3-year
that we do
from the select board
as a select board
on the recommendation
is
of the planning commission.
If there are any openings, advertise them.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
we'll probably advertise you, but we're taking you. So all that will
exactly.
be advertised, and we can. And if I can
Gee,
get
thanks.
These two guys to the point where they're. Either going to be here or not. And
yeah,
I can
because
tell you right
I'm
now,
here. Where's Jason?
Patrick's not. He's just.
Well, he needs his time to focus on his health.
Yeah, and.
I'm surprised he hasn't resigned.
He never came to a school board meeting. He never came. He was always. He missed a lot of select board meetings. He just doesn't. He joins, but he doesn't go. And unfortunately, that seems to be the case with Jason, too. Jason and I have got a phone call to make to each other. He's been trying to get hold of me. I've been trying to get hold of him. So I will do that as well. And
I just
will
wish
take
we
that.
Could get,
I will
you know,
take that responsibility.
It'd be nice if we had 7 on the board.
It would be nice.
It would be real nice.
The problem with that is you beat yourself to death for
a quorum.
Four.
Yeah.
And then with all these new things going on in town with the neighborhood and the downtown designations, you're going to need a full working board.
Yeah.
You can't, you're going to have things that you're going to have to be doing.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know,
why am I putting my 2 cents in? I'm not going to.
Did I tell you that?
Well, you've done your duty.
I've done a couple years for sure.
Yeah, I've got a subscription now to Microsoft 365. Mm. So any Word documents,
there you go.
I can edit. I can even do spreadsheets because I have Excel and PowerPoint.
I have Word.
I have Microsoft 365. I think it costs me like $8 or $9 bucks a month.
Yeah, Word just went up to $10.
When I leave the planning commission, maybe I'll just end my subscription.
Sure,
but
exactly.
I did it because of things like
Word.
The
Word went to $9.99, $10 a month now. Piss me off.
Wow.
But okay.
And that's a question too on moving this forward with the notice and of the hearing and everything. Is Logan going to do that?
I will find out. Because you haven't done that.
I have not, and you don't have a clerk that used to.
Yep.
We had the clerk of the board that would do that stuff.
Yep. Okay. I will.
So I don't want you to think that it's going to magically go the next step once you do your Wednesday night thing. Because I had never done it, and...
Well, we could always dump it on Joe, because he's got the contact, and we... Our paper record now is the... is what's his name's paper.
Lakeside News?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Good choice.
Well,
yeah.
It gets people, and it's... It's about a tenth of the price of the heroin.
And it's very much its local area, and people read it. So
yeah,
it's,
they do read
it's,
it. It's, at least it got delivered, but I always pick one up at Liberty.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. So now what are we doing?
Well, I think we go home and...
Yes,
and
punk it down.
I want to go make a pot of coffee or something.
Yeah, cook cup of tea.
I already have the milk at my house. Nice coffee at home. I may even have some in my car. I usually have a block of coffee in there.
A nice block of coffee.
Oh, which is handy, because sometime in the summer when I drink it, it'll...
I was so enthralled when I got here. I said, I'm going to walk, because I didn't want to drive on the roads. I said, I'm going to walk. I mean, how far is it? You know, it's not that far. I got halfway down the block, and I've been having trouble with my leg muscles get kind of weak every now and then, and I'm wearing these huge, heavy boots. By the time I got halfway down from my house to Carnarvon, I said...
Exactly.
And I turned around and
it was
about
so
the car.
Cold.
It was cold and windy, and even the roads were bad.
I have two friends who have had blockages in their legs with those symptoms, so get to the doctor.
Well,
both smoke.
That one smoke.
You did.
Well, this happens a lot to me. Not enough.
Yeah. And of course, stuff is all ice. And
yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion. That
there's
we adjourn.
Sure.
I second it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Drat.
That was such a smooth operation.
Wasn't it?
I used to be faster.
You didn't even have time to think on that one, Bob. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. So I'm going to give you that.
Now it's cookie time.
Cookie time! Don't leave with them.
No, ma'am. You got the goods.
Well, we'll see everybody Wednesday, right?
Yes, so you will.
I will send out another Come to Jesus movie.
There you go.
I don't think you're coming.
No.
Maintain the three for four.
Yeah, I know. That's the beauty of the five.
Yes.
It'd be nice to have, you know, people...
A few more.